All right, you might know that Everest is the highest point on Earth, but what is the lowest? You're going to find out and visit the place in the next 10 minutes. I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to CNN Student News. First up, two states, one winner. That was the story from the Republican presidential primaries held on Tuesday. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney took first place in Arizona and Michigan. These primaries award delegates, and Romney got all of Arizona's. But Michigan's primary was proportional. Delegates are awarded based on how many votes each candidate got. So even though Governor Romney got the most votes, it was still pretty close. He and former Senator Rick Santorum split the delegates from Michigan. Renee Marsh has more on Tuesday's events and how all of the Republican candidates reacted to the results.
This is a big night. Thanks, you guys.
Mitt Romney picks up a solid victory in Arizona's winner-take-all primary Tuesday. But when the votes were tallied in his home state of Michigan, the margin was much smaller.
So we didn't win by a lot, but we won by enough, and that's all that counts.
Rick Santorum did not manage a win, but he will move forward with his portion of the delegates from Michigan. He's charging ahead with tough words for Washington.
It's getting harder for people to make ends meet because we have a government that is crushing us every single day.
Republicans say the back and forth between the candidates in tightly contested races will help keep voters engaged.
It's going to be an eternity, so I'm not nervous about this at all. I think that the drama and the tough primary is a good thing for us.
Ron Paul, who's planning to fight on, continues to remain upbeat.
Now, winning the primary, of course, is very, very important, but winning the general election also is very, very important.
Newt Gingrich was not a major factor in either state Tuesday, nor did he plan to be. He instead set his sights on the South and Super Tuesday.
We decided not to compete in Michigan because we thought it would be important to focus here and to focus in Tennessee and in Oklahoma, in Idaho and Ohio.
Parts of the Midwestern United States are recovering from powerful storms. One of the cities that was hit the worst, Harrisburg, Illinois. There, the storms caused a massive tornado. It left this path of destruction that was 3 or 4 football fields wide. At this medical center, the tornado ripped off part of a wall. And luckily, hospital staff had enough time to move patients out of those rooms before the tornado hit. The storms also struck Missouri and Kansas, where there were reports of suspected tornadoes. At least 8 people were killed in the severe weather. More than 100 others were hurt. If you're looking for ways to help the victims of these storms, there's a place you can go to do it. It's the spotlight section on our homepage. Look for the Impact Your World link. Well, the United States and North Korea have made a deal. North Korea says it'll stop nuclear tests, enrichment activities, and missile launches at one of its nuclear facilities. Now, in exchange for that, the United States will send North Korea food, 250,000 tons of it. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says it's a good start.
The United States, I will be quick to add, still has profound concerns. But on the occasion of Kim Jong-il's death, I said that it is our hope that the new leadership will choose to guide their nation onto the path of peace by living up to its obligations. Today's announcement represents a modest first step in the right direction. We, of course, will be watching closely and judging North Korea's new leaders by their actions.